Are you tired of the same old sports media? Are you tired of hot takes, arguments,
public education,
questions?
Luckily, we have something for you. That's not a tangent. Of the people,
it's Puerto Rico, above y'all?
Four or five people who care about the Laker at all. Concise.
We only had Mississippians behind us, that's it.
Yo. What's good, everybody? Woo!
We made it, guys and gals.
Let's see if we can talk at the same time. Someone else say something while I'm talking.
Something
else? All right. I guess
Sopes.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a night. For whatever reason, the boards didn't want to work with either of our laptops. It took us like four tries to make it work, and now we're on Bluetooth, so hopefully this doesn't sound like digitized bullshit, but if it does, fuck off. Outside of that, fuck off to the lady who didn't give me my Sopes at Alberto's. And
down Crenshaw like 1:32.
Yeah. You, lady, gave me my soda and not my entree. That was the most disrespectful part. I would have rather you have not given me anything of the combo and just let me hold the whole $10 L instead of giving me the soda for $8 and not giving me the entree.
You got to stop drinking diet soda, by the way.
You got to stop drinking soda, period. 2 liter. 2 liter, Kenny. You got a lot of soda.
You got a large, my guy. I got a large. Large. I got a large Sprite.
That doesn't make it better, all right?
I've been drinking water nonstop all week. The only thing I've really been drinking is a can of ginger ale and a Sprite today. Other than that, I've been drinking water.
Well, yeah, man, this is Thursday night.
Cleaning everything.
NFL takes, topical tangents, concise commentary for the culture. I'm P.D. Camarillo. He's Kenneth Frank James Barry in the house. We got the amazing Nikki. She's on the boards for the first time, so shout out to her. We got Lucas all the way from the DMV. Shout out to him and his midnight workouts.
Smoking on that sodium pack.
Smoking on that sodium pack. We got a BOA review coming next week, so stay tuned for that. He's literally just been sitting in the sauna dehydrating for 3 days, and now he's going to go work out to see if he can get cramps and if this sodium shit actually works.
Don't throw up in the gym, though, because some places will ban you for life.
Wait, people will ban you for throwing up at the gym?
Yeah.
That's kind of predatory.
How is that predatory? Why are you throwing up at the gym?
Bro, if you're working hard, you're going to throw up sometimes.
If you're throwing up in the gym, you're working out way too wrong.
I'm just saying.
I felt cautious.
If I would have had my Sopes and then was like, hey, let me go hit this gym real quick,
that's stupid.
I probably would have thrown up. And then I just get banned for life from the fucking gym? Like,
man.
Are they still going to charge me my money?
At CSUN, the funny thing is, that happened more than you would expect.
Like, if that happened to me, I would just be like, what the fuck? You can't.
A friend of mine threw up while I was working out with him.
I'm not going to pay. Like, if I don't pay, if I change my credit card, you didn't ban me. I just stopped going to your gym and stopped paying for it.
No, they said that shit's a collection.
But they can't keep charging you.
Yeah, but they said it's a collection. They'll fuck up your credit.
What are they going to do? They're going to give me a Daniel Snyder ban from the fucking 24-hour fitness?
Hey,
you're still a member, but not really. Like you gotta put your gym membership in someone else's name, like, in order to keep coming here as their guest.
I would get if Planet Fitness specifically banned you for throwing up at the gym.
They offer you pizza on Mondays.
Yeah, they have
free guests.
They have the brand.
So if I throw up and the next day I come as Kenny's guest, what are you going to do? Kick me out? Like, yo, you got banned. Well, I'm not here under me. I'm here as Kenny's guest. I'm a different person now.
Plus one.
Holy fuck. I'm a plus one. Can you ban me for that?
And I'm a Black Card member, so I get two unlimited guests.
Ooh.
You have two gyms?
Actually, I know. I'm not at Planet Fitness anymore, but they definitely sent my shit to collections, even though. How do you send my collections, but you still took money out of my account? Like, now I need to sue you. Because you took, like, when I started paying through the app on my debit card, which I still have, they said it didn't work.
That's like getting sent to collections for a library book. Like, how do you get sent for collections for a gym membership?
That happened one time. I had a pass through library book at the hospital library. Like 10 years, and then I fought the charge, and they took it off. I was like, "You have the fucking book right here."
Yeah.
I was like, I brought you the book back. They're like, oh yeah, somebody messed up and like you just got hit with the charges, but I never had to pay anything.
Again, some
made me pay like a day late fee, and I was like, damn, I've been going to the library since I was like 10.
That happened to me one time. I went to middle school in this in Dallas. I moved away, and then I came back to the same district senior year, like 5 years later, and I had an overdue book like 5 years old, and they made me pay it before they allowed me to enroll as a senior.
Last week.
And it was like it was like 60 or 70 bucks, which, you know, I guess like over the course of 5 years, but they forced me to pay it in order to like go to school and like get an education.
That's more intrusive than like those Scientology commercials that are popping up all over my fucking YouTube feed. I don't even Google.
I talked about it in the group chat this week.
No, bro, like for the past month, I just keep getting Scientology shit, no matter what I'm looking at, no matter what I'm doing on Twitter. Scientology ad. I was like, bro, I don't want to be in your cult. Adjacent. Whatever.
You don't know what it is until you go in and ask.
That's what every cult says.
If you didn't hear from them, you didn't hear.
Hey, don't. It's okay. Right. Come outside. We're not going to jump you. No, you're going to get jumped. You're going to be crying. Like, the person who said that is going to be beating you up the hardest. It's going to hurt because then it's like, damn, I trusted you to not whoop my ass, and you just got seven people jumping me. But you're leading the cause in my ass whooping. Like, now I have trust issues.
All right, but yeah, and so
five people don't know.
We're on a limited time here, so we're going to try to keep the show tight. But yeah, with that, Lucas, Thursday
Night
Football.
I actually have a membership at 24, but yeah, Planet Fitness really, like, put my shit in collection.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're still collecting. I'm confused.
Yo, what exactly gym memberships does Kenny have? Like, he never finished. Like, I have to know. Like, there's somebody out there who was just like, can he clarify? He needs to clarify what gym members does he have. Like, he didn't finish his point. Like, he just cut him off. Like,
oh, he didn't finish. Like,
how many gym members does Kenny have? Like,
he's so fat. How many gyms has he been to? The one by the gallery is closing on the 24th for good.
All right. Anything else in gym news from Kenny's World?
Nah. Just...
All right. Lucas, Thursday Night Football. What happened tonight?
That shit didn't work out.
Yeah. So the Falcons is stuck, dude. Trade Kyle Pitts, fire Arthur Smith. Deontay Foreman's really good. Cordell Patterson was non-existent. So. And Drake London's pretty good. So, yeah, that's really it. The kicker, the kickers on both teams, by the way, complete garbage. I don't know what was going on, but they were like missing almost every kick. So, yeah.
They need to do something to like punish people for being sorry on primetime.
Put them on primetime.
Is that really a punishment, though?
I'd rather watch Wednesday Mac football. It never lets me down.
I guess. I don't know, man, but they gotta do something.
Like, SMU and
like, you gotta pay. If you get blown out on primetime, you gotta pay a fine. Bro, like, if SMU, you lose by more than two scores, you gotta pay a fine.
SMU and Houston played each
you gotta
other
give
last
up
week?
A conditional pick. You gotta give up a 7-round pick.
SMU and Houston.
Stop being
played,
trash.
SMU and Houston played last Saturday. I think SMU won 77-63. Most high scoring game, and it didn't go to overtime.
All right, so far,
that's more entertaining than any Thursday Night Football game. It was 77-63. I want to say SMU won. And
so far,
fucking the same.
You already mentioned like half of the Texas universities in the span that we've been in this room. So let's see if you can get the other four in there.
Well, Texas is somehow ranked, even though they lost to Texas Tech. And they're playing TCU, which I kind of hope they win because TCU's ranked fourth.
All right. There's one more. There's like two more. There's like two more you missed. Let's see.
Baylor clapped Oklahoma last week.
Clap. It's a field goal.
I mean, a clap is a clap.
Okay. There's like two more.
I think that's it right now.
UTEP.
See, these are all more entertaining than that Thursday Night Football game.
UTEP can't get no love. Texas
Rice?
State.
UTEP clapped Boise State. Wait, Texas State?
You got Texas women's.
So many Texas colleges, first off.
What's the other one?
The fucking Lamar University lost like 47-3.
What's the one that's like really fucking
National long? American University in Texas. And then like for
but no,
like,
but there's another one that's even longer. It's like a variant of another one, and it's like has a hyphen, yeah. And it's like, oh,
University
it's a different
Texas, case. Dallas?
No, it's something
like San Antonio?
That. It's not that. Yeah.
Roadrunners?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
University of Texas.
Oh, UTSA.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
That's where Tariq Woolen plays, who might win Defensive Player of the Year. He leads the league in picks almost.
All right.
Rain has passed on him.
That's Texas football for no reason. New segment. Texas football.
And I guess what that's better than that trash. By the way, this Thursday night game was so trash. Do you remember the Monday night game? Which, by the way, I lost by like 2.74 fantasy points because Lamar just said, I'm not going to run it in. I'm going to try to throw it into the end zone the last 6 minutes of the fucking game. I lost by a point.
I lost because of Lamar too, actually.
Yeah, I don't even remember the Monday night.
The defense fucked up, which cost me points, and then he didn't get the 25 points, which means I lost, which means Joe Mixon scored 5 touchdowns and gave me 55 points for nothing in one of my leagues.
That's sad. You lost with a 55, bro? That's sad.
Everybody else on my team was I've been on a bye the last 2 weeks.
Sad, bro.
Being killed, bro.
Everyone's been on byes the last 3 weeks.
Bengals, like, I'm hurting.
It's not about you. Everyone's been going.
I'm hurting in 3 different leagues, bro. All my best players are hurting.
Bro, you're in first place in 2 of the leagues that I'm in with you.
I'm in first place in like 4 leagues, bitch.
Yeah.
Back in 3.
And I'm in second in 1, and I'm in.
Bro, you have no chance of ever beating me again. You understand that, right?
Yeah, bro, I'm in last place, but one of my 3 wins is against you, and that's all that fucking matters.
A fluke.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I've before. I feel like we've played twice already. Everybody's like,
I beat
ran
you in
down.
One league, and I beat you in a.
But everybody's
I
ran down
you
on
you. In one league, and you beat me in one league.
Yeah, I did. The one I'm still first in. I'm like 8-1, and you only lost, you piece of fucking fecal matter.
No, that's the auto draft league that you're 8-1.
Well, the other one
you're
6-2. Anyways, don't be first in that.
Doesn't matter. Fuck, nobody cares about our fantasy football team.
I mean,
what people do care about,
not that Thursday night game,
that everyone's been talking about all week, the situation with the Colts. Fucking, how do you say his name? Frank Wright?
Frank Reich.
Reich.
Frank Reich.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like Heidenreich.
It's the third Reich. But we've all seen it.
We've all seen it. Every time I hear his name, I'm just like, this is uncomfortable.
Fired as head coach of the Colts.
By the way, Marcus
year three, year four,
something like that. Black Marcus Brady, the black officer.
When
it
actually,
got
actually, I think
got fired a week before.
I think this was year 5 for Reich, and then yeah.
Good point.
I'm surprised that he lasted that long. Honestly,
he flexed through what 4 different quarterbacks? 5?
Bro, dude, quarterback? It was like 5 or 6, bro.
Yeah, Bruce Arians was the head coach of the Colts at one point.
You got Arians and then Wright.
Because
actually no, but it was Pagano right before, right? Wasn't it?
No, it was Pagano. It was Pagano.
Pagano, yeah.
Arians.
I don't think Arians was the head coach of the Colts.
He was the interim head coach of the Colts.
I don't think he was.
Yes, he was.
Like a long time ago.
Like Andrew Luck still, when he was on his way out.
I don't think he was.
It started with Aaron. I'm telling you, Google it.
I don't think he was.
Google it.
But yeah, when Wright came in, he came in with Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was hurt. He got Jacoby Brissett for a year. He got Phillip Rivers for a year. He got Carson Wentz for a year, and he got Matt Ryan for 5 games.
Which, by the way, Marcus Brady, who didn't even call plays, the black OC, really just called quarterback, got fired. He was the first scapegoat.
Yes, he was an interim head coach for the Colts.
What year? Damn. What year?
20.
Hold y'all.
It says he served 2 different stints with the Colts.
Nope.
Well,
Colts.
He beat cancer and came back.
I didn't know that. This is the other one.
So then Pagano. He must have been there with Peyton Manning.
He was there with Pagano.
So he was under Pagano, even though he had already been a head coach.
Yes.
That was awkward.
And then that's when he got the Bucs job. You got to remember, he got the Bucs job after the Colts job.
But didn't he retire from the Cardinals?
Yes. That was decades ago.
So he retired, and they came back and was the Colts offensive coordinator.
Yes.
That's so fucking backwards, bro.
And then became the Bucks head coach, won the Super Bowl, passed the buck to Todd Bowles, and now he's going to be retired in the Ring of Honor for the Buccaneers. What a football life. That's going to be a hell of a 30-hour documentary on NFL Network.
The white guy who was cool enough just to steady the ship.
Wear a fedora and hate Antonio Brown.
The cool white guy who was cool enough to steady the ship.
I wonder if he would have retired if Brady was going to play. I always think about that.
He did. He retired after Brady.
No, Brady retired, and then he retired.
He retired after Brady came back.
Yeah, he was like, "I'm dealing with this shit."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He retired after.
And you said, "You know what? They're not gonna hire any black coaches around the league. I'm gonna chill."
Whatever happened to Brian Flores, by the way?
He's a still linebackers coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
I still don't understand that one.
Only job he can get.
Well, because he didn't want the Texans job.
Yeah. Lovie Smith doing the Lord's work for.
All right, we're already gonna move to college football, so it's fine. Go back to speaker.
Honestly, though, for real, like this just shows. This whole situation just shows how shitty that you would make Jeff Saturday your head coach, who has no experience whatsoever.
That's crazy, but if the Raiders really lose to Jeff Saturday, who's never coached, that's fucking terrible.
You realize the Josh McDaniels has lost 30 straight games since he started 6-0.
That's ridiculous.
I count that stat this week at work. He's lost like 30 straight games.
He hasn't lost. He won 2 games this year.
You see what kind of shit I'm dealing with?
No, it's a different no.
He said the coach. I was just supposed to just take his word.
He said like that.
He won two games this year.
He lost like 30 out of like the last however many games.
However many total games.
30 out of 32.
6 or some shit like that.
38. You don't know, bro.
Like 38. I don't know. I don't remember how many. But he's lost like somewhere between two. I don't know if you really count those Broncos, but he's lost a shit ton of games since the Broncos started 6-0, and since he's only won 2 games with the Raiders. He's lost a shit ton of games. And the fact that, what's his face? Hunter Renfrow's going on IR. Waller's on IR. He's pretty much been out for what, like, past 3 weeks?
The whole situation.
I could have just took AJ Dillon, but even then, that still would have been a bad pick. I hate those snake drafts where, like, no matter who you pick, you're getting fucked in that round. Like, I could just throw these picks away. This is terrible. It's like, whoever initiated this form of a draft, you're getting fucked in this part of the draft.
All right, well, she already played the bell, so.
College football.
We
already talked about Texas. Georgia beat the brakes off Tennessee, but they're still ranked 5th. Alabama lost. There's a God, and he's a LSU Tigers fan. I cried a little bit in the press box watching that. I was like, oh, my God. Alabama can't hurt you anymore. Unless you're a Big Ten team in, like, the Outback Bowl, then you're going to get violently your organs rearranged by Alabama in whatever bowl game they play. UCLA is ranked behind USC, which is interesting because they have a much better defense, and they rush for, like, 400 rushing yards. You can say ASU with only 2 running backs. And Zach Charbonnet didn't even play. It's crazy. Like, DTR did, like, this crazy-ass spin move and then put it 3 fingers in the ground, twirled around, spun, and then got, like, 7 more yards on a scramble. So, UCLA's not playing around, and them playing USC is kind of like the game of the year for the Pac-12. November 19th. But USC beat Cal, their homecoming, 41-36. And, you know, Caleb Williams had, like, I think 30 touchdowns to 1 interception this year. So he's already doing ridiculous work. Kyle Washington, a receiver I interviewed post-game, had, like, 7 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. Michael Jackson III, no relation. Had like a 59-yard screen pass for a touchdown. He had over 100 yards receiving. They were down like seven players. They were down Gentry. They were down Addison, Mario Williams. I think down a lineman, down a corner. Just they were down bad, especially at receiver. They managed to make it work. And they kind of pulled, it was like 34 to 14 at one point. And then like Cal just went on like a tear against the defense. USC's offense stalled for a little bit. Mostly because they weren't trying to go vertical. It was just they were doing nothing but short routes. The screen game was working, obviously from the touchdown. But it's like they just don't throw it deep, and they keep – they're married to, like, the short passing game. And when that doesn't work, it kind of stalls out your defense. So he's doing below two at two sacks. Leads the country with nine. Definitely will be a first-round pick. And I'm going to play – the audio.
Just play one clip because we got to.
Really?
Yeah. Just play your best clip.
I'll play this best. Fine. I'll play this one where he talks about because Allstate died, murdered, screen rolls
off.
Wow. My bad. Sorry. Hope that doesn't happen. Takeoff's murdered. And yeah, I'm going to play it. So I'm going to just hop back into the Bluetooth real quick. Can I do that?
Oh, shit, that's all right. Never mind. You can't play it.
Can't play it at all?
No, because you'll take us off the air.
Shit. I can't even put it like in the Zoom. Think it'll play that way?
You could try it. It might sound like shit.
Shit.
You can try airdropping it there.
All right.
I don't know how it works.
Well, is your airdrop turned on?
To your MacBook. All right,
never mind. Forget it. Let's just cut it. Move on. All right.
I'll post it on.
I'm not the least savvy.
You're good. Yeah, it's not your fault. You're good.
Take your tangent. It should be somewhere on there.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
It has been a pity. Yeah. He's going to go full Karen. On this radio booking room.
Lucas, go ahead, tee us up. Take your tangent.
Yeah, so take your tangent. Is Aaron Rodgers washed?
I don't know, man.
Acid washed, jeans washed? Yes. Yeah, just say it.
Acid washed?
I can't say it, man. I can't say he's washed. Like, I can't say he's washed. Like, didn't he?
He's washed without the blind thing.
I mean, he threw three picks against the Lions. That's not great, so.
Yeah.
I mean, but they know him well.
But the Lions have the worst defense in the league. And Aiden Hutchinson got an interception off Aaron Rodgers.
He doesn't have any receivers, but his receivers are tired of being told that they don't
They're not good.
Packers receivers matter, man. They try to blame him for missing all OTAs because he was doing drugs.
That's true.
Don't do drugs.
Hey, dog. Devontae didn't start out as Devontae.
That's true. Randall Cobb didn't start as Randall Cobb.
Donald Driver didn't start as Donald Driver. Jordy didn't start as Jordy. Greg Jennings actually kind of started off the best, if we're being honest. Greg Jennings was him from the get-go. It's like, there's a reason why he doesn't have a relationship with any of the receivers outside of Jordy, I think. Post football. James Jones, none of those cats. It's like, he's washed. They're not running the ball properly. The offense is bland. You're running your two best offensive linemen, Eldridge Jenkins and David Bakhtiari, into the ground. For what? You don't have an offensive identity. And it's like, well, without Devontae Adams, what is your offense? Clearly you have a Pro Bowl running back and A.J. Dillon.
But see, my problem with it is like the thing that's throwing me off in everything that you're saying is like the Raiders are also trash. And Devontae Adams is having a good year. And it's like,
because that's the only person who he can get the ball to.
But I'm saying is like
not getting him the ball like the Saints game.
But what I'm saying is like
he didn't get the ball in the second half against the Jaguars. One catch for like 5 yards.
He got the ball, bro. He dropped two. Like 5 yards. He dropped two. He's not talking about those two. He dropped two.
I don't care. Who else caught the ball?
Drop.
Nobody.
Drop.
Who else caught the ball?
Dropped.
Who else caught the ball?
Dropped.
Nobody else caught the ball.
A drop, though.
But nobody else caught the ball. Nobody else helped out. They stopped handing it to Jacobs.
But I'm saying is he still dropped the ball.
They've blown three 17-point leagues.
Only been eight 17-0 leads in Raider history, and they've lost all of them.
20s.
They lost all of them, and Josh McDaniels owned three out of the eight. I saw the stat.
Those three in one season are an NFL record.
Yep.
If they blow one more league that big, that is an NFL record. There are teams who haven't even done that in their history.
But that's what I'm saying is like, okay.
That's the offense's fault.
Together, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, perennial playoff team.
Devontae makes any quarterback he's with look great.
Separate, neither is on a playoff team. Rodgers looks bad. Adams is in a bad situation but looks good. So it's like, I don't really know what to make of it.
I just told you.
I don't know if it's one or the other, or like both are the same.
Randy Moss and the Vikings had Hall of Fame numbers, but they didn't make the playoffs like that.
So what is your point?
Then he went to Tom Brady and
what is your point?
Touchdown record.
So what is your
point? He lost in the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is,
but Brady wasn't trash when Moss left. Brady found other receivers.
Yeah, because they had a full team.
That's what I'm saying.
The Packers are a full team. The Raiders.
The Packers are a full team. The Packers made the playoffs last year. They have plenty of talent on that roster. Their weakest spot on that roster is the receiver room.
Well, but also,
they're running the ball good.
Well, but also they got like
high at all.
They got a bunch of injuries too after the game, so that really doesn't help them for the future.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know why they're not running the ball. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't watched a lot of Green Bay football outside of like
the
two games.
Every week at work, bro. I'm telling
you, it's more than just a stat. Are you watching the game? I don't know why they're not running the ball. They have two great running backs. They should be able to run the ball. They have a decent interior line. The line is trash.
They can run the ball all they want. The passing game is shite.
Yeah, that I understand. But what I'm saying is that all on Rodgers or is that all on the receivers? Because
on the floor, he's supposed to be an offensive genius. And he's done nothing to really help to put these receivers coming along. Also, Rodgers not going to OTAs didn't help either.
But what I'm saying is, so together, those two made a winner. Right? Adams is still in his bag and in not making a winner. Rodgers is not in his bag and they're not winning.
The Raiders are a bad test case because they're stupid.
To me, like.
Okay. Devontae went to the Dolphins right now, they'd probably be undefeated.
Well, yeah, with Tyreek Hill.
He's an even better. Devontae's a better receiver than Tyreek Hill. He just doesn't have world class speed.
Matter of preference. But
Tyreek Hill catches with his body, not his hands. Those are facts. You look the tape. No, he does. He's a body catcher. He's not a hands catcher, bro. He's a good
route
runner.
He high points the ball, though. He positions his body. He has a high catch radius because of his explosiveness. It's more than just, he's catching with his body. He's putting his body into position, and he understands that he's not the biggest, strongest receiver.
No, he looks like a running back.
So he puts his body into it. Like, he's not 6'5", and
he catches with his body, not his hands, which means he corrals them all. What I'm saying.
Randy Moss did the same thing.
Randy Moss could cut.
Randy Moss said it. He said it. In my day, we didn't worry about hands catching. We worried about catching the ball.
But he could catch with his hands.
Yeah.
Because he showed.
And Tyreek can too. I've seen it. I've seen it. He just positioned his body to also get his hands into the.
Devontae has made his whole career off being a refined route runner
and
catch
pass catcher.
Football.
Yeah.
Because he's not a deep threat.
Because he's big and he
needs to catch. No, because he ran a 4.52 and he didn't run a 4.26. There's a difference.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is you're ignoring the difference.
No, I'm saying Tyreek.
They're two different play styles.
Yes.
It's like comparing a speed back and a power back. They're totally different.
Numbers, who's a better receiver?
Totally different thing.
Who's a better receiver?
It's yin and yang.
They're totally different things.
Okay, Jerry Rice is the GOAT receiver, right?
Adjacent, yeah.
People say he's the greatest receiver of all time.
Adjacent,
but you would start your roster with T.O., Calvin Johnson, or Randy Moss, right?
You would.
That's preference.
You would.
You said you would start your roster with Calvin Johnson, don't lie.
I didn't say T.O., you said T.O.
T.O. is better than Calvin Johnson. Y'all are smoking fucking crack.
You
disrespectful.
Say that. You say that.
There's no respect for he broke a fucking leg and
you
like
say that, bro.
Led a team to a you Super Bowl and almost won it by himself.
He didn't though.
He almost won a Super Bowl by himself but by a broken leg.
But he didn't.
Blame Donovan. Blame fucking Westbrook. Blame LJ Smith. Who he fucking bobbled a pass and it got picked by Rodney Harrison. But anyway, what I'm saying is, by the way, Tua is undefeated in every game that he finishes. He plays from start to finish. He's undefeated.
Yep.
Like, he's 6-0.
Yep.
So, if you look at their losses, it's only because he didn't play, which is scary. So, what I'm saying, if you had Devontae, who...
No, what I'm saying is, you were out on Tua last year. You were out on Tua at the beginning of this season.
And
you wrote Tua off.
He did 7 touchdowns.
You wrote Tua off, and he didn't... He didn't write back.
No, I wrote Tua off last year, and then he finished the year kind of strong, and I was like, all right, I'll give Tua one more chance.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, just to wrap up,
the point is, with what you were saying, is that the Dolphins, like, you look at these teams, they're better teams. The Packers are just, everybody knows what the Packers are going to do. You don't know what the Dolphins are going to do. Like, it's a different team. The Raiders are just shitting, just shat the bed.
Well, what does that have to do with?
If they were
Aaron Rodgers,
if you put Devontae on the Ravens, they're that much better. And we're having a discussion.
But that's not what we're talking about, though.
You're saying they're better, like they're worse without each other. I'm like, no. If Devontae was on the Ravens,
that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you had two things, right? They made a winner.
They worked.
You took them apart.
The offense.
You took them apart, right? One of them is still doing what he was doing consistently, but not winning. And that's for That's for a number of reasons, but he's not winning. The other scenario
is playing bad and blaming everybody.
He's playing bad and nobody is winning.
And blaming everybody.
But they're both not winning. So I can't say
the Packers
either one
is
the issue.
Packers have what, like 4 wins? They're kind of on par, technically. But that shit on par. I mean, they're second behind the Vikings.
So then really this whole topic is no, because if Rodgers is still 4-6, then
the
how do you watch?
Nosedive, though, because it's not looking great.
Why? Aaron Rodgers has always been better in the second half. Everyone knows that.
But
we've seen him go 3-5 and then make the playoffs.
Regular season record for rush yards in the game last week.
So what does that mean?
178 rush yards.
I know. He set the record. So what does that mean?
And that Claypool nod pass to the fans calling bullshit. So what I'm saying is the Bears are finding their stride. The Lions just beat them. The Vikings are the only loss to the Eagles. They have the second best record in the league at 7-1. Kirk Cousins is out here fucking doing all types of shit on planes with way too many chains. So what I'm telling you is other teams are built to beat the Packers. On top of Aaron Rodgers playing like
okay, so if the Packers make the playoffs, what are we gonna do?
Yes, he's falling.
So if the Packers make the playoffs, what are you gonna do?
I mean, they might beat the Rams because the Rams.
Well, what are you gonna do if the Packers make the playoffs?
I'm like, okay, this is like the last hurrah.
Still watch.
Yeah, he still has to watch teams. What do you want me to say?
I mean, everything you're talking about the receivers or whatever, but like a really good quality of like an exceptional like S tier quarterback is to elevate those around them, right? Like this receiving core, like the whole thing about Tom Brady back when he went in on those Super Bowls.
Well, you're talking about how bad they are, and they're still in it.
But
you want the man to do?
He's talking bad about all his teammates.
The whole joke, right, with Tom Brady was that he was playing with Walmart cashier receivers.
Yeah,
and a Hall of Fame defense.
And he right, and that's what an S tier level exceptional quarterback does, and that's not what Aaron Rodgers is doing right now. He's not elevating his teammates, he's putting them down, he's making excuses.
Okay, but is all of that null if they make the playoffs?
No, he's still watched.
Yeah.
I mean one of
if they lose in the first round, it's like you were in the NFC title game, right? You were one game over from the Super Bowl.
Aren't they 3-6? Are they even gonna be making the playoffs 3-6?
They only have one win more than the Raiders. Raiders are not.
All right, let's move on. This is why I hate fucking talk radio.
No,
right here,
you
bro.
Just don't want to give up on Aaron Rodgers.
No, this
just
is
say that you don't want to give up.
No, it's not even that. It's just like this is why I hate talk radio because it's like, what else do you want the fucking man to do, bro? What else do you want the man to do?
Speaking from his defense already.
What else do you want to do?
Watson's defense.
The team is in the mix. In spite of how bad they've been, they're still in the mix.
But they're getting mixed. They're in the blender.
I guess, man. But that's what I'm saying is if they make the playoffs, then that
the Rams can make the playoffs.
And that part of your season
right
doesn't
now.
Matter. Like, because saying they're getting mixed. But if they make the playoffs and don't get mixed,
the playoffs
and
get
then
that, in the first round,
that kills your whole argument. Like, so that's why it's like, bro, what else do you want him to do?
He didn't take less money. He could have took less money to get Devontae paid. He didn't do it.
What does that mean?
He had a hand in how this roster.
They were already talking about last year was the last year. They were already talking about it. Devontae even said he didn't even consult Aaron Rodgers. They knew already what the plan was.
Well,
they already knew what was going to happen.
I'm just letting you know.
So
part of this, only for the first time in his career, this is the only time we can say part of this is Aaron Rodgers' fault. And we're not used to saying that because 90% of the time it hasn't been his fault. They let a championship team deteriorate. The Packers had like a 5-year window where they were like the best team in the league. And they blew it up for no fucking reason.
But the thing is, we know fucking Aaron Rodgers is a narcissist. We've been known that.
Is he a narcissist or is he?
He's like the definition of a narcissist.
Does he feed into the anti-authority figure? Who's not? He's more
the
like
same
a CM,
thing. They're one in the
kind of more like a CM Punk.
They're kind of one in the same.
All right, fair enough.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, what else do you want the man to do? He's not having a great year statistically. Sure, the offense isn't playing great statistically, but they're still in the mix. So like.
In the mix is a stretch.
Yeah, they're kind of like they're probably better than the Chargers, but the Chargers are like the worst team with a winning record.
All right, next one, Lucas.
All right. So Josh Allen suffered an injury to his elbow after the loss to the Jets. So do you think this derails their season, or do you think he could make a comeback and then the Bills just go on a run? Later in the year,
they got bigger problems than his UCL. The Jets are a real issue. They're a real team. Got to take them serious. But there are holes in Josh Allen's game, like that, where he hasn't fully progressed the way Mahomes has progressed. Like Mahomes won that game, and that shit was ridiculous against the Titans. Titans just didn't win because the receivers are garbage. Like, A.J. Brown was even, he's like, nobody open, even though his handle was like 1K always open. So, you know. Bottom line is, yeah, they don't have a running game. They still don't have a running game. Even after trading for Naeem Hines, they just don't have a running game. So, after a while, you kind of know what they're going to do. And eventually, it's going to be like Ben Roethlisberger, where you're just going to hit Josh Allen into where he becomes a statue or just doesn't really run as much. You're wasting his kind of prime athleticism by not being able to be where he can just turn around and hand the ball off to running backs and get positive yards. You know, and then you only throw it to Gabe Davis and Dawson Knox and all those guys so many times. And they got exposed to the Jets. Got exposed in past games. That's why they're not really the best team in the league. That's why if they played the Eagles tomorrow, shit would get bloody very fast.
All right. The last one, Lucas.
Well, I was actually going to ask if you think McDaniels gets fired, like, after, like, if they lose this next game to the Colts, do you think McDaniels just gets fired?
Nah.
They too much money.
Get fired.
Too much money invested.
Yeah, too much money. Mark Davis has already publicly committed to him like 3 times in a row. Yeah. Like,
yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
And they have cash flow issues. That's why they were talking about Magic. Their business side is being ramped up. That's why they hired a new president. So They've got a lot of things that they're trying to figure out. And yeah, I think someone is in the studio after us. So we really got to speed this shit up.
Okay, yeah. So,
I heard a beep.
All right. This is
the first time that's ever happened, too. Murphy's Law.
Okay, so last one. So the Favre concussion medicine endorsements, take or tangent.
Yeah, so basically it came out that Favre was endorsed by these two different medicine companies that claim to help against concussion. They, of course, took a lot of leaps in some of those claims. And so now him and Favre, the companies and Favre are both being sued. So my whole thing is like, how the fuck did we let Brett Favre just slip through the cracks this long?
Because people care more about kicking in Kyrie Irving's back.
Like 15 years, and he's just like, now all the shit is floating to the top. And it's really not that surprising, honestly.
He still has Wrangler commercials, by the way. Nobody severed ties with him. You know, he's like robbed state and committed felonious crimes against humanity, but you know.
All right, touchdown and turnover. Go ahead.
Touchdown!
Wrong one, but it's okay. It worked. That worked.
They're not scoring any touchdowns.
All right, go ahead, Nikki.
Jonathan Abram called by Packers via waivers after waivers cut him. The Broncos were also reportedly in on claiming him as well. Touchdown or turnover?
This is a turnover. Abrams is too short to cover anyone. He thinks he's faster than he is. He arm tackles. And even if he moved to linebacker, a lot of those issues still wouldn't be solved because
too light in the ass.
Nowadays a wheel linebacker is just a fucking nickelback anyway. So he'd just basically be doing the same thing, just from 2 yards forward.
And all his IG posts have been him tackling people, but none of them have been interceptions because he doesn't get in.
Fact.
Poor ball skills.
Fact. Next one.
The rumors about Odell going to the Cowboys.
I'm going to say it's a touchdown. I think Odell already said he wants to find somewhere where he can lay his hat for a little bit, get comfortable, finish out the rest of his career. I think Dallas makes a lot of sense for that. I mean, whether it's Glenn, Keyshawn, like they've been kind of T.O., they've been kind of like that last payday for receivers, like that last productive payday for receivers. And so I think that makes sense for him. And hopefully if he bounces back and does everything he's supposed to, that makes that Amari Cooper trade look slightly less horrible.
I would say yes, but the turnover because it's the Cowboys. And honestly, they're more mid than Drake's latest album.
All right. Last one.
Chiefs and Chargers move to Sunday night.
So basically the NFL flexed the Sunday night game, this week or next week? This week, right? Yeah, this week. The Chargers and Chiefs were supposed to play at 4. They were moved Sunday night. I'm going to say it's a touchdown because I don't know who, I forgot what sorry teams were in that spot, but Lord knows we don't need any more fucking Browns or Falcons or shit, even the 49ers are part of the
team. Dolphins play.
I'm even tired of seeing the 49ers. Like, tired of seeing the Rams.
It's a touchdown for me just because at least they flex and schedule better than the Pac-12 does. And UCLA game is going on at like 7:30.
All right.
Later fair?
Let's just do one or two of these that you really want to do. The Colts one, we don't need to do. We already talked about that.
It's so laughable, like, every black coach in the NFL should just join that lawsuit and just point to the Colts. But that's whatever. My biggest thing is, this is kind of funny, Seahawks linebacker Bruce Irvin, after Sunday, will be the only player in NFL history to play in 5 different countries and get hit kind of a Super Bowl. You laugh about that part.
That's pretty cool, honestly, because Bruce was out the league last year, and so he came back to Seahawks, was on the practice squad. They were already saying that he looked good in practice, that he looked like he found like an extra step or two. So, I mean, I'm happy for him. I've always liked Bruce Irvin. He's always been a great personality to have in the league. And then last one, Kyler Murray getting upset at D-Hop for failed third down. Like, what the fuck are you looking at? And he's walking off the stage. And then, I mean, I'm walking off the field, and then they were just going back and forth. I'm going to say it's fair because, honestly, the Cardinals are going through shit this year. They're having issues on both sides of the ball. They got to figure out their coach. They got to figure out what's up with Kyler, training for all these receivers, and still none of them are popping. And guess what? D-Hop was out the first six games and then had this whole promo of like, oh, God is back sort of thing. And it's like, cool, great, glad to have you. But, bro, for these past 6 weeks, it's been shit. Like, and I had to deal with it, and you didn't. And now you want to get mad at me over shit. Like, nah, fam. This is your fault, too, because you weren't there for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Rant.
Rant, I would definitely want to that receiver, that referee that totally just body slammed into the Viking safety that allowed for that Curtis Samuels touchdown to definitely be reprimanded. That's just not okay. And Blake Martinez, for real, just retired after leading the Raiders in tackles with 11. And just said, yep, that I'm done. I'm retiring. After 7 years in the league, former Stanford linebacker. At least seen the pool of Vontae Davis. I've had a great week. I got my hair cut. I got my skin cleaned up. Can't remember the name of the black. What is soapandbutters.com? I want to say. Shout out to the black businesses that pulled up NFL Network. There's like a black farmer's market. Got some stuff. Yeah, mostly just working on some self-improvement. And I'll be at the USC game tomorrow, 6:30 in Colorado, the last tune-up of the season.
Nikki?
Yes, I guess since I missed last week, I was sick. I just want to say, backing up on last week, I didn't get to put it out there. Fuck you, Lane Kiffin, you suck.
That's the weakest fucking I've ever heard, but it's cool. He hit him. That kid was like, you're faking an injury a little bit. And I was like, wow.
No, that was the dumbest I've ever seen in my entire life. This guy has been caught 4K camera on
4K
on Fox Sports, I'm pretty sure. On camera, I've seen it before, telling his player to get down and fake an injury. Calling a 19-year-old college student a little bitch. Like, who do you think you are? And then, like, talking a bunch of mess about like the same shit that Nick Saban did, talking about like high school kids and like talking about the recruitment, throwing shade at a bunch of kids for like they bought all these people, they did this, that. He's just mad that we took coach from them, and like, sorry, like, who's mad? You got a broke ass school that can't afford NIL. Too bad.
Old man.
And he really thought he did something too. He beat what's A&M right now? Like 3-5, 3-6.
Ole Miss is just waiting to collect a loss.
He went out there flexing, calling himself the Joker and stuff like that. Flexing after beating a 3-5 team by a field goal because our third string quarterback choked. Like, you really think you did something? But anyway. Yeah, so fuck Lane Kiffin. I hope you step on a Lego every single day for the rest of your life. Oh,
Luke is true hate every day of his life.
Okay, I was going to speak on the Odell thing. The Cowboys doing this makes no sense because they're going to have to pay Odell even though they got rid of Amari and then they didn't even trade for Brandon Cooks because of, well, money. So it's like, I don't understand what the Cowboys are doing. Like, they could have traded for some cheap receivers at the deadline, actually. But now they're going after Odell. Like, it makes no sense to me. So, I don't know.
Fair enough. I think it's a bargain, and Jay will find a way to backpay him. Do a sick documentary on him that they paid $20 million for into the books or some shit.
I guess so, yeah.
But yeah, anything else, Lucas?
No, that was it, really.
All right, well, keep us posted on your workouts this week with that
yeah,
that sodium pack.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna do that in a few hours, so could be posted, man.
Let us know if you live through the night.
All right. Well, Jesus, I hope there's not a fucking demon in there. You sound like there's a demon in the sodium. Like, release a genie? Like, what the fuck? You did not make it to the night? Like,
yeah.
The bubble guy? Yeah. All right. Well, we're about to get ran out of the studio. So, or the power's going to shut off again. But whatever. This show was a shit show, but we played through it and it came out not too bad. So I'm happy about that. Outside of that, it's been a long week for me. These short weeks, I used to like them in school, but now I fucking hate them because it just means you got to get more shit done in less days and then try to find ways to relax after that. But yeah. Outside of that, man, proud of the show, proud of all y'all. It's been let's keep elevating and moving up. And yeah, touchdowns with Tangent, Thursday night, 8:30-ish. Commentary for the culture.
I was mad over soap, man.
And yeah. I forgot what else I used to say. Oh, shout out to Esquire for this. Shout out to FBC Radio. Shout out to our favorite podcast app. Shout out to all the people who listen to us and fuck with us.
Shout out to all the people we outlasted who don't fuck with us no more.
Wow. That was subtly not subtle. That was subtly not subtle. Bitch.
Damn, just emptied the clip on him, bro.
All right.
The clip. I'm going to wait until next week.
Stay safe, y'all. We're out. Peace.
Buenas noches.
Woo! Did it. All right, Lucas. Didn't think nice. I was going to get one in, did you? We're going to head out.
All right.
But yeah, anything you want to say before we sign off?
Where is this guy?
Not really, no.
All right, man. Well, get some rest and enjoy your workout.
Yeah, man.
We'll try to be on time next week.
All right.